Blog Talk Radio.
Only in America. Welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information on disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And our studios and their microphone number two is our studio manager, Miss Renee. And welcome again to our listening audience. You are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And again, this is Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And even though I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad of 13 years old, a big firecracker, which we call in the DMV, a cherry bomb exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Good afternoon, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Radio Ray, I am great. I'm watching the leaves fall off the trees. The trees are at peak bloom. It feels like a beautiful fall day.
Well, you know, in the DMV here, and that's the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., and Maryland and Virginia, as we refer to the DMV, this is a beautiful day, especially this being Veterans Day. And I want to just give a salute and a shout-out to all the veterans that have made it possible for me and you to be on this phone and talk trash today. Believe me. I definitely thank them for that, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be on this phone like we are, in spite of what's all going on in America after the elections, and I guess we'll talk about that somewhere along the line. But we all know who is king, and regardless, I always remember what a mentor of mine, Les Brown, said, a black motivator speaker, said when he was over in Europe, and he was touring speaking engagement, and he saw a license plate on a car say, "Yankee, go home and take me with you." Because in spite of what's all going on in America, still it's a lot more freedom than it is in 3/4 of the world. And for those who have traveled the world, they know, and a lot of them get back here, they kiss this ground when they get back to the United States. But we should be part of the solution and stop being part of the problem. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox on that. Ms. Renee, what is our lineup for today?
Well, Dr. William Taylor makes house calls. Yes, you heard that right. Old-fashioned service in an internet world. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and Dr. Taylor is here to answer questions about what you need to know to keep your mouth healthy while living with diabetes. Back over to you, Reverend Ray.
All right. You know I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and the German Shepherd seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Pico. And that is brought to you by The Big Bad Wolf. You can visit them at TheBigBadWolf.com. And they have two wonderful stores located, pet stores located in the D.C. area. They have newer stores in Silver Spring. They move right across the street from the existing store in there, and they double the space, 4,000 square feet. Now, I don't know what all you've been putting dog food and cat food and other little animals running around, but I guess they got everything up there, that's for sure, from beds to all types of nourishing foods. And so check with Miss Penny. She's the proprietor, and let her know that Reverend Ray, you heard about it from Sight and Vision Radio, Mr. Ray Tico, and give them a call at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434, and they have all type of dog food. I'm telling you, I look at some of the ingredients in this dog food, like whole eggs and real cheese. Now, I don't know what false cheese is. Yeah, but when they say real cheese, now what does that mean? But anything, duck and chicken. And so I don't know. I think this dog eating better than me. But anyway, so please visit thebigbadwolf.com. And also, the wonderful thing is that they deliver. They deliver. I mean, like our dentist, the door-to-door dentist, Dr. Taylor, these people deliver free. So you don't even have to get up and go out and get the dog food and the cat food and whatever you need for your pet. So please give them a call, 202-747-3434. And the adventures of Mr. Ray Tico is that Mr. Ray Tico had what they call a sunspot on his tail that was very irritating. They had to shave the tail. They had to inject steroids in the tail, and it's just something that dogs get. And I don't know if it's specifically German Shepherds, but it, because they undercoat or something. But Mr. Ray Tico is resting, and we're going to be doing some night work tomorrow. So we'll let you know all about that because we are part of a sting operation for the taxicab company. So we will let you know about me and Mr. Ray Tico's adventures tomorrow evening. We'll be out from 10 to 2, 10 at night to 2 in the morning. So we'll let you know about that. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and teenagers. And teenagers is a word that we have coined is teenagers. And teenager is any person that's a senior that has the time, the money, and the energy to do what they want, when they want, and they don't have to make no excuses or apologies. So in the news is that good is bad and ugly. I'm going to wrap up in the one to talk about our veterans. It is wonderful that we celebrate Veterans Day, set a time aside to celebrate them. The bad thing is we are not treating our veterans right, all right? We're not treating them right. I mean, they have to wait long time to get medical appointments. They're not getting the type of equipment that they need. They're not getting the type of housing that they need, all right, or the job opportunities. So, you know, we're going to celebrate Veterans Day. Let's treat them right. And the ugly part about it, I think it's like 22 veterans a day that's committing suicide. Can you imagine that? Because of the stress of living with the disability that they have gotten due to serving their country and protecting us overseas. So my call to action is that people that have veterans in their families or veterans that aware of what's going on, you know, gather some people together to be able to support you. Get involved in the different organizations and also these splendid organizations like the Blind Veterans Association and the Blind Veterans of America. These organizations need to come together and work together. And I just want to give a salute to three veterans that's in the National Federation of the Blind. Robert Ash is a veteran, Charles Butler, and Miss Sammy Clay. They are part of the National Federation of the Blind of Washington, D.C., and I just want to give a salute to them. So in the news and also our call to action, you know our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep moving forward. And Mr. Ray, double negative is, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. You're listening to talkradio.com/marketingpulpit. We heard here every Friday, East Coast time from 3 to 3:30. You have any recommendations, suggestions, or good comments, please, please email us at sightandvisionradio.com, sightandvisionradio.com. And if you want to hear a real live voice, call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Now back to microphone number two, and Ms. Renee is going to introduce, no stranger to us, our guest and the subject. Ms. Renee.
Well, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and Dr. Taylor, our dentist, is here to answer questions about what you need to know to keep your mouth healthy while living with diabetes. Welcome, Dr. Taylor.
How's it going today on this nice Veterans Day? And I would also like to thank all our veterans for everything they've done for us and our country.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen, Doc. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Taylor, have you heard this one? A patient asks his dentist, does he have to floss all of his teeth? And the dentist says, no, you don't, just the ones you want to keep. So my first question is flossing a key component to a healthy mouth?
I have to laugh on that. yes, it is. Definitely flossing. Think about it like this. The tooth is surrounded by bone and tissue. In between each tooth, there is tissue, there is bone, but there is space in between. So, especially if you have diabetes or you have periodontal disease or things of that nature, if you have what we call a pocket, which is picture, let's say this, picture it as a hole. Now, that hole, if it is a shallow hole, or space, let's call it, you won't get as much food or sometimes you won't get any food impacted in there. However, if that space gets longer and longer and longer and longer, things get trapped down in there. So I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. So, yes, flossing, because once you get that floss down in there, it will pull stuff up. So it is one of the mechanisms of keeping your teeth very healthy. But the brushing and the rinsing also in addition to it are factors in which will help you in the long run keep your teeth.
Well, as my mother used to say, most of us give our teeth a lick and a promise. How long should we brush our teeth?
Okay, so you should – let's break that down. There are four quadrants to the mouth. So let's start with quadrant number one, which would start on the upper right side, wherever the last tooth in the back of your mouth is. You come all the way around to the midline, let's say the mid of your nose. That's one. Right next to it, you know you have your other incisor. That starts quadrant number two. Okay? You take that and go all the way back on your upper left side to the last tooth that you have. That's the second quadrant. Then let's drop and go from the last tooth that you have on your lower left side and go to the midline again of your face where your nose is. That's number three. And then you start on that next little central next to it and go from there to the rear tooth on your lower right side. So that breaks the mouth up into four different quadrants. Now, time spent should be 30 seconds per quadrant, which equals 2 minutes of brushing.
Well, you know, Dr. Taylor, I picked up one of these little 2-minute timers, and I turn it over when I start brushing my teeth. And I cannot tell you how many times when I think I'm finished and there's still sand in my timer. So 2 minutes is a lot longer than we think. And we really need to be real mindful of how long those 30 seconds we spend on each of those quadrants. Well, something you said earlier, you said that you talked about bone and teeth and gums. Should we concentrate on the teeth or should we be brushing our gums?
No, what you really want to do is start at the gum line. Let's say on your lower teeth, you want to start at the gum line and come up, okay? Then you'll come up on the lingual side or what we call the tongue side, and you stroke up. Now, the occlusal part, which is the top part of your teeth, you can scrub that area, okay? So so you're going in a circular motion also. And you're sweeping up, and then you can go in a circular motion. You want to make sure that you touch that tooth structure right at the gum line. Okay, you don't want to brush the gum because what can also happen now, a lot of people, what they do is really brush very hard. You don't have to. What that can cause is two things, gum recession and also what we call toothbrush abrasion. Toothbrush abrasion is when you kind of start seeing a little dip in the tooth structure. And that can be a toothbrush. That's why we recommend that you use a soft toothbrush, not medium and hard. And occasionally, even some of the soft ones are a little harder than normal and can do some damage if you really are scrubbing very hard. You don't want to scrub very hard. You want to just lightly do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are there special considerations for persons with diabetes? And we'll have you answer that on the other side of the break. So give us a moment and think about come back with our answer for us. Are there special considerations for persons with diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com/ The Marketing Pulpit. We are heard live every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and on demand. Your host is Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and our guest today is Dr. William Taylor, the dentist who makes house calls. Now, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and Dr. Taylor is here to answer questions about what you need to do to keep your mouth healthy while living with diabetes. All right, Dr. Taylor, as we promised back on the other side of the break, we want you to answer the question. You've given us some good tips on how to brush our teeth, how long to brush our teeth, and what to pay attention to. But are there special considerations for persons with diabetes?
Well, I would first, if I had diabetes, which a lot of people do these days, and even people that are borderline diabetics, the first thing is to come in and get a dental examination. The reason I state that is there's a lot of walking around. Your teeth can be very, but diabetes has a tendency also to cause, it causes periodontal disease, but a lot of times people end up getting disease and tooth mobility from the diabetes that they have. So the first thing is diagnosis. Just like they diagnosed you with diabetes, once you've been diagnosed like that, people is come in for a dental examination so that we can check for cavities to make sure that you don't have that process of periodontal disease starting. A very good friend of mine many years ago was diagnosed with diabetes. And, I mean, prior to that, his teeth were very normal. Upon getting his diagnosis, he kind of let things go and didn't really come in that often for an oral examination until one time he started noticing that his teeth were loose. And then finally he came in, and my first question to him after I saw, pockets that he never had before and bleeding of the gums and some mobility. That first thing I asked him, I said, have you been diagnosed with diabetes? And he said, how did you know? I said, I did know. I said, but this is one of the disease processes that once someone has been diagnosed with, a lot of times, ending, you know, you can get. And the sad factor of the matter is that he did not catch it in time, and multiple teeth since then have been removed.
Wow. Wow. Well, there's a lesson in there for all of us. Doctor, what about electric toothbrushes? Can they get the job done?
Okay, I leave that up to a lot of times the individual. The reason I do that is that electric toothbrushes can, in the wrong hands, I state, okay, be more detrimental than someone using the regular toothbrush. And what I mean by that is you have something now in your hand that has a motor. And, again, some people think that you have to brush hard or you have to push hard and things of that nature. The electric toothbrush can be a very good adjunct therapy, you know, with, you know, your flossing and brushing. But you have to understand, too, that there is a correct mechanism and a correct way of doing it. You can't push very hard because now you have something that has a motor. You're pushing hard. You can create that toothbrush abrasion and gum recession that I was talking about with that electric toothbrush. So, yes, it is good in most instances where people, you know, can keep control of it. And, you know, some people need to use that because psychologically they do better. So, again, I leave it up to the preference of the patient, you know, whether you want to use that or use a manual toothbrush. You know, both are good. Don't get me wrong. Both are good. But you have to understand truly what's going to be best for you.
And that's all the more reason our show is geared to persons who are seniors and persons who have disabilities. And, you know, sometimes it can be an adjunct, as you said, to their dental care. So we would suggest that you consult with Dr. Taylor so he can tell you whether or not that will be a good choice for you. We're running out of time. And at the top of the intro, we said that you make house calls. And since we are heard all over the country, we should qualify that is here in the DMV, the District, Maryland, or Virginia. But how far does the dental mobile roam?
Well, yeah, actually I'm licensed in the District of Columbia and Maryland. So I unfortunately don't go over to Virginia. I have toyed with the idea of getting a Virginia license, which I still may, but most of the time it's the District of Columbia and Maryland.
Okay, so if you're listening from the D and the M, Dr. Taylor can accommodate you. And Virginians, if there are enough of you over there, he may apply for a license to come over to see you. Dr. Taylor, how can our listeners get in touch with you and reach you to get an evaluation?
They can either call my office at 301-589-3468. Or they can reach me on my cell at 443-280-1194.
Would you give those numbers to us once again, please?
Again, my office number is 301-589-3468, or my cell, which is 443-280-1194.
And I just want to tell listeners, he really picks up his cell phone. He answers the phone call himself, and that really threw me. So we thank you for that, Dr. Taylor. Well, I'm sure Reverend Radio Ray is ready to sink his teeth into this discussion, so I'm going to turn it over to him. Reverend Radio Ray, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Welcome back, Doc. We appreciate it. We miss you making these house calls, and I know I'm due to see you soon. So I'm sure your secretary, Ms. Tasha, was a very good receptionist, will let you know. And this show is heard on our website, www.sightandvisiondisabilityandseniortalkradio, but sightandvisionradio.com. So this will be posted like tomorrow, and you can listen to all our past shows and all. And we're going to try to into doing a book that we outline called Door to Door. The door-to-door dentist. He don't know about that, but we've been talking about in our production that we're going to put together a book with him. So we're looking forward to that. But Doc, the last time he was on, we had a couple of emails, not on this particular subject, but we had a couple of emails that came in from your last time you was on the show. And one of the questions was, do dentists have of conventions and all, and if they do, what is it that they talk about, and do they have like the latest type of equipment, and what's the latest thing going on now in dentistry?
Okay, yeah, at most of our conventions, and even, you know, sub conventions, most of it is comprised of continuing education. And yes, there are vendors there, quite a few vendors there with the latest of technologies. Some of the latest technologies are machines, which are very expensive, that you can fabricate your own crowns in your office, to to modern technology and doing root canals, in your office, making it, you know, a lot simpler with motorized units, let's call it. Then you have the Invisalign these days, you know, instead of the traditional, you know, brackets. However, you know, not every patient is a candidate, let's say, for each of these new devices either. You know, we also have the digital radiology now, you know, in which now, you know, you don't have to put those little cardboard pieces in your mouth and then wait for it to develop, you know, the screen, the advent of, you know, the laptop and things of that nature pop this up. You have the intraoral cameras, which can, you know, show you some of your faulty fillings and things of that nature. So there is a lot of technology that is brought out at these conventions. You know, there's different conventions. We have the NDA, we have the ADA. New York has a very big meeting in called the New York Dental Meeting that actually will be occurring over the Thanksgiving weekend that's given. You know, so every state has, you know, their own. You know, then there's, you know, like I said, the national ones, you know, the American Dental Association or the National Dental Association. So, yeah, new products come out all the time, you know, at everyone, and just, you know, through your area reps when something new comes out. They're quite willing to come to your office and show you these nice little expensive toys.
Believe it or not, Doc, we had a couple of people email, and I don't know if these are just funny jokers, but they email and say, are they coming up with anything to replace that stuff you inject in the tooth to numb it? Are they coming up with any type of a product
Right now, the only options are sedation or what we call conscious sedation, which, you know, you give, you know, prior to the patient, you know, and then, you know, they inject you because you're under or, you know, you're partially under. But at this moment right now, there is nothing that I'm aware of other than the, you know, the local anesthesia or the total sedation or the conscious sedation, which is your nitrous oxide.
Okay, so still Novocaine reigns. Okay, we hear the music, Doc, and thank you very much for visiting us, and we will see you soon again. So that is Dr. William Taylor, the door-to-door dentist. This is Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. We hear everybody from Cleveland. God bless.